Lokal Tevel Umaisa. So the Mishnah says that ain't mitzvah. So the Gemara he wants to tell us a chiddush. Afilu a tevel that's tovel midarabonon hechidomi, ba'otzot she'ein einoku. If it grew out from a pot that's not noku, there's no yenike from the carcass. And by trumas and maizes it says yoytei hasod, that has to grow from a field. So if it grows from a noku she'ein einoku, there's no chiyuv hafroshem in atayre. So it's only tevel midarabonon. Maisa rishain, shenitla trumosai, shalai nitla trumosai, pshita, so the Gemara says, loi tzricha ki goin sheik dimoi bekri. It is speaking about the same story, the way the Reish is speaking about, but here the Levi came and took the Maisa sheik dimoi bekri after there was Gemar Malach. Mao detain me kedoh malay raf papa labayah. I would think that the locha should be, since we learn out from a drosha, that you're only mafresh one trume from maisa, only trume maisa was a drosha, but I'm a maisa, and a trume is Hashem maisa min a maisa, maisa min a maisa, maalti loch loy trume gdele trume maisa min a maisa, that was the drosha, that from maisa only you're mafresh one trume, and not two trumes. So I would think this would apply even though the lady was mafresh maisa after gemar melachim. Kedom alei rapopo labaye. Kemash melon. So the Mishnah is telling us kedishoni lei that there's another drosha mikel matrei seichem tarinu from maisa you have to give all trumas. Even truma gdoila. That is speaking about if the afroshes maisa is after gemar melachim. Meiser Shaini Shaloi Nivde. So the Gemara asks Pshita, Lai Tzriche She Nivdu V'Loi Nivdu Kilchosa. There was a Pidyon, but the Pidyon was not made Kilchosa. Meiser Shaini Kigoin Shepodoi Al Gabi Yasimon. Meiser Shaini is speaking about that the Pidyon was through a Matbeya without a Tzure. You need something that's yoytze b'heitzo. So even though it has a shavyis, but since it doesn't have a teres matbeye, so therefore the chilul is not chal. So even though there was a pidyon, but it wasn't oiskehalten in hilchis pidyon. Hegdish shechiluloi al gabi kalke v'loi podoi b'kesef. Rachmona Omar v'nosa nakesef v'komloi. The Torah says that by pidyon hegdish you cannot be poyde with karke. You only have to be poyde with a davar hametaltul v'gufay moment. Perhaps in this halacha that hegdish shechiluloi al gabei karke, perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Rogitshav Goin says that in Hegdish, in Pidyon Hegdish, there are two transactions. There are two inyonim. There's one inyon, a Chayshin Mishpatika transaction. That means before the Bailam was Hegdish. And now, through the giving of the money, V'nosan HaKesef V'komloi, so the Bailam becomes the Balamomit. So there's a transaction in Chayshin Mishpat. And then there's the Yeradei Dikinyan. There's an Isser Hegdish, and the Isser goes off through the Eifen Apidyan. So the Rogitshav HaGoyim says that that's what the Karke was Nismayit, was only Nismayit in the Hilchis Isser, that the Isser Hegdish does not go off. But the Bailus will become Ois Momen Gavoya and will become Momen Didei. But it's his Momen, but the Issa Hegdish still remains. So it could be that is the Chiddush Al Kaponim in this Bavit. He says, Hegdish Shalai Nivdu means that even though the Pidyon accomplished something, The pigeon accomplished, and as we mentioned yesterday in Rashi, there's two inyonim. There's an inyon, there's a gezel by Tzeber, Niyet Hashem, and there's an inyon, Brocha Bo Baveire. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us, that even though the pigeon accomplished, the reason I want to be mamtik is because L'chayre, it's very difficult to appreciate the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If the pigeon doesn't accomplish anything, so Zweiter Pshite, the Mishnah doesn't tell us close the halacha. Zweiter Hegde Shaloi Nivdu. But according to the Rogit Shavu Goyim, the Mishnah is telling us Taka Chidushim, that even though the inyan of Beitzeya Be'erach Niyet Hashem will not apply anymore, because there will be no inyan of Gezel anymore after the pigeon, because a pigeon of Kalka will help to be Mavkiyah, the Bailus of Hegdish, and now he's the Bailus. Afal Pikain, since the pigeon does not accomplish that the Yisur should fall off, so it's still called Abroch Abo Baveira. Could be that is the Chiddush of Hegdish Shalai Nivda Kilkosa. Vahashamish Ochal Pochet Mikizai. The Shamish ate a pochet mikizai, pshite. So the Gemara says, Aidi de tonne reishe kizayis, tonne seife pochet mikizai. In fact, it's not telling me anything. No, it's just a shigra de lishne. The Rishash asks Akasha, he brings down the shittes hagoyim in Shulchan Aruch, in the Kupta of Zion is, that in the din tziru lezimon asore, so even less than a kezayis is also sufficient. This is the shittas hagoyim, the bir halacha brings others that hold like that. In Shulchan Aruch we don't pass them like this. But al kaponim, this is the shittas hagoyim. So he asks, so what is the gemara's kasha? Vashamish she'ochal poches mekezayis. It's telling us amayra de kechidish. It's telling us that we're speaking about Shleisha Shochlu. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that even though in the Tziruf of Zimun Shalasore, Pachet Mikizayis is enough, but Shleisha Shochlu, Shamish Shochlu Pachet Mikizayis, so Aesis, by the Pachet Mikizayis, by Shleisha is not Mitzvah. So it's not Pshita, since we see that there is a Zimun that Achilas Pachet Mikizayis does help. That's Kasha the Rishashe. So he says, maybe you'll say the Gemara's kasha pshita is not that the Gemara knew the halacha. The halacha is takem mechudishtik. But you could be midayik it from the reisha. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, why do you have to say the seifa? It's mevu and the reisha. The reisha is a shamish ochel kizai. So in that we see shalei ochel kizai. So he says, if that's the kasha, then the teretz is very difficult. So what's for the Gemara? I did it on the reisha. You're making a teretz out of the kasha. The kasha was, it says in the reisha less than a kezai, so the teretz is since it says in the reisha. That's the ha'or al koponim from the reshash and the goy. V'hanochi ein mizamnim olo. There's no din zimun by a goy. So the gemara asks, pshite. The gemara answers, hoche b'mayeskinen beger shemo v'loy tovau. They're speaking about that the geiris really had started. There was Mila, there wasn't the Gmar Geiris. Rab Zeir Amar Rab Yechanan, Le'olam Eina Ger, Ad She'yimel V'yitvel. Kama D'loy Tovah, before the Tzvile, Nochiyu, he has a loche of a goy. Let us see Rashi. Pshita Dei Mezamnin, Dehainu Tevel, Shigdimu B'kri. It is speaking about that the Levi took the Meister La'achar Shanis Mareya after Gemar Melocha v'hukvah l'trum min ha'tayre. Kidem Levi as a Kohen, so the Levi came before the Kohen, the Notal Meister Rishon Tchile, he first took Meister Rishon. Ve'echad mi'chamishim sheboi ho yeroi l'trum ha'gedoylo. In 150 it was really roi to be given to the Kohen, l'Kohen. That what it says in the Mishnah is Leinitlot Umosai Laf Trumas Maisa Tama Ala Truma Gdeilo. That is a Chiddush. Mao the time Kedoma Leira Papa La Baye Leel Yochi Efilok Dima Bekri Nami Kamash Malon. That by after Gemar Malach Dima Bekri does not help. Asimain Kesev Shlanitva Baitzure. Achim of the Yitvel, the Yavon is Nabgalom, the Yikach Moshe Saddam, by Yisrael Kalahom, there was Hazor Saddam, and Gemiri, the Ein Hazor, the Loitvile, even the Zaloch of Moshe Machine, whenever there's Hazor Saddam, there's Tvilo. Now we're starting a new sugya. Noshim va'avodim uktanim ein mezamnim aleya. There is no din zimun an noshim avodim uktanim. Omer Rabbi Yaisi kotten omer odi zagirsa ravati omer ravati kotten hamutol va'arise mezamnim olo. That you could be mitzarev a kotten that's lying in the crib is also mitzure. So the Gemara asks, was nan, noshim, vavodim, uktanim, ein mezamnim aleya. The Mishnah says, you cannot be mezamnim with a cotton. And he thinks, you can even be mezamnim with a cotton, that's a lav bardat. So the Gemara answers, who da omar ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Da omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, af al pi sha omru, cotton hamutul barisa, ein mezamnim alo. That is true, avaloisin, oisa isnis la sora. To create a zimun, so then one needs three bar chiyuve. A cotton cannot create a zimun. But if one needs a sore, so the whole yisoid of a sore is nikdashti besoid b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, a cotton also falls into the category of b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, a cotton is sufficient to in order to be masker Hashem. Nid Rashi chibul lezimun asore. Yomar Rabasi nami laasore koma. Rabasi only said it legabi atziruf asore. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now another member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tishe ve'eved mitzarfe. You could be mitzaref and eved also to asore. Meitvei. Maise be Rabbi Elazar shenichnas lebeit haKnesset v'lo imotza asore v'shicher avdoi v'shlimoi laasore shicher ein lo shicher roi. So the Gemara is Akasha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It seems Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held that in the halach of nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael an Eved Knani also falls into the category. He's a ben bris mechuye b'mitzvus ke'ishe. So that also falls into the category of Nigdashti Vesayich B'nai Yisrael. That's number one. And we see from the Gemara, Taisus later will bring the Rai from this Gemara, that the Gemara was Medame, the Din Asore that one needs for Zimun, and the Din Asore that Rabbi Elazar needed in the Beis HaKnesses, whatever reason they needed a minion, it seems that just like an Eved could be Mitzurif, for a Torah to be master of the Shem, and Eved to be Mitzurif in a basic Knesset also. So the Kasha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So the Gemara answers, Trei Istrichu. They needed, they were short of a minion, not only there was nine, there was eight. Trei Istrichu. Shicher Chat. So one, they were Meshacher, but no, it's Bechat. Like they used one. But they were Meshacher one. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Ovid Hochi, how was he able to be Meshacher? For Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Kolom Meshacher Avdoi Oiver Ba'asei, Shinem Al Oilom Behem Tavoidu. So the Chayred is the Yisra'es, Al Oilom Behem Tavoidu, that one is not permitted to be Meshacher. So the Gemara answers, L'dvar Mitzvah Shani. L'dvar Mitzvah is Mutter. So the Gemara asks, others are not curious, is Mitzvah Boba Veirehi? So the Gemara answers, Mitzvah Darabim Shani. Before we'll see Rashi and Tosfos, Kedai to mention, the Ran in Gittin, the Ran in Gittin, Perek HaShaleya, asks the Kasha, what was the Cheshbin that it was Mutter to be Meshacher HaNeved, Lochere Fotzile, this is a Yisrael Bereis of Lolem Ben Tavoido, Torech Mitzvah is Mutter. So the Ran has, this is not like the Rishayin and Bayot, the Ran says as follows, Shaloi Omra Torech Lolem Ben Tavoido, Elo mishum shelo yitein lahem matnas chinam. That's what one is not permitted to be mishacher on Eved Tznani. There's a rayon to it. He should not be, this is a very big matone. He's being mishacher the Eved Mzis. So one is not permitted to do this. Ki inyin shekosuv ba'akum loisechone. Just like by a goy it says loisechonein, so the same thing. This shichur is also a matnat chinam. The kiven the ika mitzvah. So since there is a mitzvah involved, lav mishum chanine didhuka of it elo letzayrech atzmai. Bahav alei kenaisin demei atzmai. So the Ran has a unique approach on our subject. He says this is a special din leilam ben pavoidu, which the yisayt ha'isar is a isar of leisechone. So if the purpose of the shichur is letzayrech ha'evet, he wants to be mahana the evet, that's an isar the araiser. But just like one can be mishacher the evet al yedei kesef, someone will give him kesef, evetnani yaitse be kesef al yedei acherim, or the noisn levet of nashe l'rabach l'shus. But it is a shichur of kesef. For kesef, a person is permitted to be mishacher an evet. So the same thing, if there's another reason why he's being mishacher, he'll get a naming heishmei rabat al kedusha. So that's also worth, it's worth something to him. So, worth perhaps more than money. I once heard from Rabbi Yankim Zochein Ulbroch, he told over a maise that there was once a Meshulach came to the shtot where Rabbi Kivega was rov. The kids also was staying by Rabbi Kivega. So by benching, Rabbi Kivega was machabit him in Bichas Mosin, Zimun. Rabbi Kivega told him, says, you know, I'm giving you the biggest nedover. Abo Zuhuvim I'm giving you. I mean, it's worth, the Bichas Mosin's worth Abo Zuhuvim. I mean, from any of the Balabasim here, you didn't get Abo Zuhuvim. That's what Rabbi Kivega told him. So this Meshulach gave Shmeichel, Rebbe Meichel, you the benching, you give me the Abba Zehuvim and you can bench. So the Kvega said, yeah, he gave him the value of Abba Zehuvim and he benched. Al-Kaponim, that's the end of the story. Rabbi Kvega realized that Al-Kaponim, Abichas HaZimin is worth at least Abba Zehuvim. Yen of Ashtetisnish is never. So Al-Kaponim, that's what the Ran says over here. That if for money you could be Meshacher HaNeved, for a Kedusha Vomeng Yeshmerad, you also could be Meshacher HaNeved. Fakel, he's getting perhaps more than the money that the Eved is worth. So Al-Kaponim, that's how the Ram says Pshat Nagamore. So therefore there's no problem of Lo'ilom Behem Tavoidu. And this whole Indian of Mitzvah Ba'aveire, Mitzvah Darabim, the Shlomo Mishnasi says that the Ram wasn't Goyret. But Va'a mitzvah shani, he's doing it for a mitzvah, so there's no leil ben tavoyve. The Gemara ends over here. Let us see Rashi. Mitzvah derabim, lohoitzi rabim yedei chayvosom b'kedusha. To be moitzi derabim yedei chayvosom b'kedusha. Rashi is very sosom. I'm just wondering if we could be medame to this Rashi a Tashbat in Chelik Beisim in Kuf Samach Gimel. It's a Moiradike Mechudishike Tashbat, although I'll tell you what the Tashbat says. The Tashbat is speaking about a Shaila. It was a very uncomfortable Shaila. There was once a Shat, a Chazm. He was davening for the Omid Yomtiv. Someone insulted him, and he was very sensitive, and he got hurt. They made a neder al das rabin, or a shvue, that he's not going to daven anymore for the yom. It's finished. That's how he's appreciated. He's finished. Later, they were mafayis him and thus, but it was a bitter geshef, a neder al das rabin, and a shvue. It was a shvue al das rabin. Sorry, I don't know. A shvue al das rabin. So the shaila was what one can do. So the Tashbat says, "Am mo'uyim de kechidus." The Tashbat says, Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah is not chal. If a person makes a shvua, he won't eat in the sukkah, he won't eat matzah, the shvua is not chal. So he says, no, that's not by a mitzvah di reise, by a derabonon, the shvua is chal. So the shat says, so the Tashbat says, to be a shat, that's a mitzvah di reise. That's a mitzvah di reise. And this is the Loshna Tashbat. Sherei laver, lefnei ha-teve, lahoyti harabim yidei chayvosom bedvorim shebekdushe min ha-teire v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That's what Tashbat says. Agavuche, this is very good for Agabai to hear. If you want to be mechabit somat and davon for the yom again, listen a minute. V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael ki b'mekayim lebeti kehet it's la'av b'chol yoyim em Al koponim, the Tashbat says la aloche, the shvu is not chal. Laver lifnei ateve lo hoitzi rabam yedei chayvosom bedvorim shebekdusha. Now that lochayre to me is the same lotion of Rashi. Mitzvah da rabim lo hoitzi rabim yedei chayvosom bekdusha. Rashi doesn't mean the dovo shebekdusha. So it could be that, because we'll see Taisus has problems over here. This is a Rabbanan, a Deraise. Could be Rashi held like the Tashbat, that this is also a Deraise. In Fakel, this is a mitzvah, the Rabbim is doch Olim. Fakel, the Gemara asks, that's the Gemara, mitzvah, the Rabbim Shani. This is Lahoitzi HaRabbim. Lahoitzi Rabbim Yedei Chavosom B'Kedusha. Exactly what the Lahoitzi HaRabbim is, I really don't know. Could be the Tashbat also says Shreilavu Neyateva Lahoitzi Rabim Yedei Chayvosam Edvorim Shebegdusha. What is the Lahoitzi as a Rabim? In Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chof Hei, it says that the Mechaber Paskins, and that's the preferable way to do, which we don't do, that the Shat says Nagdisha, and the Olam is quiet. The Olam is quiet. Later it says we say Kodesh. So could be this Magdisha, there you see that the Shat is mighty, that could be this is the mighty, the Rabbin, Yimekayim, and the Gdashti by saying Magdisha. Because I see from the Tashbat says, Elohoiti, a Rabbin, Yidei Chayvosom. When they say Kedusha, he's not mighty them. So it could be the Magdisha or the Bochu, or Yiskadol v'Yiskadish, that's called these mighty verabim somehow. Yedei Chayvosom B'Kedushin, could be this is Avyeraita, and this is Olim, this is a mitzvah verab. Could be this is Pshat Merat. Let us see Taisus. Mitzvah verabim Shani. Taisus had a problem. Taisus did not hold this whole Shtik Teire that it's a deraita. Taisus did not hold of Daran Shtik Teire. Taisvis held this whole Indian of Kedusha, Avinchent Neufen is Adarabonon. It's only Adarabonon. So therefore, Taisvis had a, Va'afal Pikein, the Gemara says, because of this mitzvah Darabonon, it's Doiche, Lo'ilam Bem Tavoida, it's Doiche Lo'ilam Bem Tavoida, that's what we see from our Gemara. So what do we see from our Gemara? That a mitzvah de Rabbono, which is a mitzvah de Rabbin, is doiche an esed di araisa vayochid. As I say, nun ze gemore. How you measure it, a kabon chazal measured it. A mitzvah de Rabbin, of a de Rabbono, is doiche a mitzvah esed di araisa. As I say, nun ze gemore. So Taisri says, mikan koshe la halochis gdoil. The baal halochis doilis paskin, the pirish. The mi shemeis loy meis biyontev ha'achem. If a person was meis loy meis biyontev ha'achem. Da veilis noik. So the shita sabahag is also mechudishtik that a veilis yoyim rishayin is a deraita, which is also a debatable statement. Many rishayinim hold if there's any deraita whatsoever that's in aninis. In aninis is an iser achilas kotshim and achilas meiser shayinim. But there's no such thing as Avelis to Yeraita. The Baal Halach is Zaylis old that we learn out from Apostle Vachrisa ki Yoyim Mar that the Chiyiv Avelis the Yoyim Rishin is a Yeraita. So the Baal Halach is Zaylis Paskin. If Yontiv Sheini, a person became Rachmana Nitzlan and Ovel. So you have over here a mitzvah yontif, which is adarabonon. Yontif sheni is adarabonon. You have here, Nafilo will say it's a mitzvah derabin, because it's not only, it's not a personal mitzvah, it's a mitzvah and ganz klal Yisrael, yontif sheni. And you have over here an avelis the yochid, an avelis the reis of the yochid. So the Baal Halachas Gedolus was machriya, that the avelis the reise is doiche the yontif the rabbono. So Taisa says, mikan koshel Halachas Gedolus. The Pirish, he said, the mi shemeis loy meis, the yontif ha'achas. The avelis noyig, that avelis is noyig. V'loi osi yontif ha'achen de rabbonon. Even though it's a mitzvah de rab, v'dochi avelis de yereise, d'chsi v'achri sochi yoimal. D'oche chazinen d'osi tfilo de rabbonon, v'dochi kro de lo ilom behem taboy. Here we see that at the rabbonon, is, well, the rabbonon, some of the places means, the dover shebek dushe, or, So we see here klal that a mitzvah the rabbonon, what that is, a mitzvah the rabbon is doicha, a mitzvah the yochid, even though it's a mitzvah the rai. The chayim mashme nami bereish ktubit, gabi chosen noyig zayin yimei mishte, fa achar kach noyig zayin yimei abeilet, that the zayin yimei mishte va chosen is doicha the zayin yimei abeilet, of the chosen, that means that if it was nichnas l'chupe, v'achekach meis loy meis, is machnitnas a meis l'cheder, and you continue the chasene, and afterwards you start a veile. U'midishivet yimei ha-mishte mevatlun ha-veiles t'yereite, kol shkein yom tev sheni. If shivet yimei ha-mishte is doi chavad givis yom tev sheni. So the marashoy is a shayla over here, b'lochere, higufi kashe, Taisus only said that a mitzvah derab mishani l'chayre shivis yimei amishte is a mitzvah deyochid. It's his mitzvah. So why is it taka doicha ad rabbonu l'chayre is not doicha ad eireise? That's the mashal for Oran Taisus. There's a very interesting tzlach. So the tzlach answers simches achosm mikri mitzvah derab. It is not, the simches chosm is not concentrated to the chosn alone. Sherabim smeichim imoi v'hakel mitzvah achas shal simchas nesuin. The yom simchosai v'yom simchas liboi, there's a mitzvah on the chosn to be the simcha, but it seems simchas chosn is not only concentrated on the chosn. It's a mitzvah sherabim smeichim imoi. Vakel mitzvah achas shel simchas nesuin. That Rashi in Ksuba says, asher bora, pshat from the brach of Sheva Bochas, asher bora, tzosin v'simche, chosin v'kalo, the Rashi says, dibuk ish v'isha yidei simcha v'chedve. It would seem that the scotch tape that attaches ish v'isha, the mortar that attaches ish v'isha, this is simcha v'chedve. And the simcha v'chedve is not some, it's impossible to be sameach alone. The simcha sarabim, that it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah, that is part of the, that is the mitzvah of simchas nesuin. It's got a very interesting batutcherov. The batutcherov asks the shaila, there's a machloikis tapoiskim, what is called chuppah? What is chuppah? There's a big tumult, what chuppah is. Others say the chuppah is what we call the chuppah. Others say chuppah is the yichud. So the Batutcherov asks, according to this, the Rambam Shita, that the yichud is the chuppah, so l'chayre should be like this, that so you make the sheva brochet underneath that chuppah, that's not the real chuppah, and then you go to the yichud tzimah. So l'chayre, you shouldn't be mavsik between the sheva brachas and the chuppah. So after the sheva brachas, they give mazel tov, but the chosn that zayin, I'm not between the sheva brachas and the chuppah, l'chayre, how you allowed to be mavsik if the chuppah is the yichud? So the Matzitzer Rav says, the mazel tov asicha chaylik of the chuppah. That simcha, that asicha part of the chuppah. So that's what the tzlach says. And the tzlach says, the simcha chosn is a simcha sherabim tmeichim imoi v'akel mitzvah acha shal simcha nesuim. So the tzlach asks on himself, I bezoit ha'beilah should also be called an eset v'rabim, because the rabim are also, no, they don't do what he does. He's misabel, they're menachem, that's two different things. Then it's not what he's doing Avelis, that's a mitzvah the Yochid. They're coming to be Menachem the Yochid, that's something else in Gamsun. So there, Avelis is a mitzvah the Yochid, and this is, and Avelis is a mitzvah the Yochid, and this is a, and this is a mitzvah the Rabbin. Simchas Chosma. Yeah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ve'omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, lo'oilom yashkim odom le'beit ha'knesset, kedei she'yiske ve'yimne'im asore rishonim. A person should wake up early, Loilam Yashkim Odom Lebeis HaKnesses. I think the Ben Yoda wants to say Loilam means even Shabbos also. You know, there's the Pseshina B'Shabbos. Tainig Yashkim Odom Lebeis HaKnesses. They should yiske v'yimne im asora rishoinim. That he should be the first ten. Shafilu meya boim achrov kibol olov schar kulam. He will get the schar of all of that. So the Gemara says, Schar kulam, he'll get the schar kulam sal kedaito, ala ima noisnim lo ischar kineget kulam. He'll get schar, which is equivalent to the schar that they will get. The Pashit of Shat in this memory is the Marsha says that the first 10 people brought the Shechina. The people who come after the 10, they're not accomplishing anything. They're mispalo with the yud that brought the Shechina. That means the Shechina is here already. So the Iker Chashivas Hatzvila is that the Shechina is there. The Shechina did not come through them. The Shechina came through the first ten who brought the Shechina. That is how the Marsha says Pshat. I would like to tell over a Taimar Dvoire. The Taimar Dvoire has a pshat in our Gemara. Exactly what he says, I don't know. Perhaps you'll chap a little better, but it's g'day to know what he says. The Taimar Dvoire says, it's a gewaldike mekubel, the Taimar Dvoire, but he says as follows. Ha'odam im chaveiroi kol Yisrael heim sher bosor eilu im eilu. Every yid is akroivim one to the other. Why? What is the kulde? Mitnei shahaneshamais klulais yachas. In the neshamis, there's a tzirus. Yesh bozeh chelik zeh, ubozeh chelik zeh. That means in Yankel there's a chelik of Berl, and in Berl there's a chelik of Yankel. And he says later that's the whole din of Arvis. He says like, if Berl is doing an aveire, so Yankel has to tell him Teichoche. Looks at Devil, this is dein Geschäft. So the Teret said, this is Geschäft. Because in Devil there's a chelik of Yankel also. And the Aveire is poigin me. Because my neshome is a chelik of your neshome. So the Melis is mine and a Geschäft. Like there's a Meiridike Medrash. The Medrash says like there were two people in a ship and one made a hole. So the other one asked him, what are you making a hole? He said, this is dein Geschäft and I can get on my side. But al kaponim, that doesn't help the situation. That's the din arvis. Because in yesoid, you're pegeya me also. That's what the Taimed Veda says. Ulecha, einoi doime merubim ha'oisin es ha-mitzvah. It seems since the neshamis are klulais zebozeh, therefore, now we can understand that there's a tremendous difference between merubim oisin es ha-mitzvah and miyutim oisin es ha-mitzvah. In summer, he means that's why Gashi Mitzvah, that's what he means over here, like the Gashi asks the Cheshvan and Parshas Bukhul Kaisai, The Chizui HaChezben, the Chamisha Meyo, Meyo Revovo Yerdoifo, so Rashi says it doesn't stim. So they say Nedoime because it seems it multiplies when you have a Rabbim. It's not like the same. Ulekach Pirshu Razal, Al Hanimna Miyud Rishoinim Bebeis HaKnesset. The Gemara says if one is from the first ten, Afilu Kuf Boim Achro, Mikabul Schar Keneged Kula. He gets schar keneged kula. So he says, what's meyo? So he says, meyo mamish kemashmoy. The Gemara is not megazim. The Gemara means that they get schar of 100. Why? Mibnei sha'atogahim klulim elu be'elu. Yud ponim yud meyo. That means, so there's already 100. So that I also understood. But then he says later, chol echot mehem kolumi meyo. Each one also is kolo mimeyeh. In kain afilu yavayu kuf yesh lo ischar keneged kulam. Somehow one now has a mile of 100 that I lost the chesbin. While al kaponim he says that is pshat in the Gemara. That each one is kolo mimeyeh. So therefore it's afilu meyeh boy machov is mekabel ischar keneged kulam because he already has a mile of meyeh. Let us go further. Amar Rav Huna, Tisha v'orein mitzvarte. So Rav Huna said, Amuyim v'kechidish, that if you have Tisha and you have an orein akkodesh, mitzvarte, m'ken sheimachin zimun, that's called Tisha v'orein. Amar loy Rav Nachman v'orein gabrohu, how could you be mitzar of the orin? You need a minion. Hello, Amar Rav Huna, Tisha nirin ka'asora mitzvah. No, if you have 9 that look like 10, then you could be mitzar of them for a minion. Now, what's that? It seems like this. There are 9 that sometimes look like them and 9 that don't look like them. So, omri loki mechansi, others say when they're together, so you can't count them so well, then they look like them. When they're spread out, so it looks like a larger amount of people, then they look like 10. But al koponim, 9 that look like 10, is the, that's mitzvah. The going, the little modern of the Gemara, first Rav Huna said Tisha v'orim, and then he slugged them up, so, hello, my Rav Huna, Tisha nirin kasorim. Like, so what did he first do? Maybe Koramai Kosovar. So the Goyim wants to say as follows. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, the length of the Kodesh Kadoshim was Chof Amis. The Eirach of the Orin was 2.5 Amis. So it was a little less than 10 Amis. There was still a little less than 9 Amis left for the Kanfei HaKruvin. And the Kruvim were 10 Amis. And that was the nest, that in an area of 9 Amis, there was really 10 Amis of the Kanfei HaKruvim. So he says, by the Orin, by the Orin, there was Tes Nirin Kiyud. That was the massive of the Orin. There's really Tes Amis left, but it looked like Yud, because Yud fit in. So it's Tes Nirin Kiyud. So Rav Huna oskeret Tisha v'orin, he meant Tes Nirin Kiyud. Now, Yenna took it literally. He said, Orin, he says, Tisha v'orin, that means Tisha, if it's similar to the Orin, that there's Tes Nirin Kiyud, it's mitzvah. So Yenna didn't chap. So he says, no, I'll tell you Rochel Bitzchak Tanis, I'll tell you that Tisha Nirin Kassor. That's how the going says Pshat. Rav Ami Shnayim v'Shabbat mitzvah. Omalei Rav Nachman v'Shabbos Gabru, Elom Ravani, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMechadidim Zeh Zeh B'Haloche Mitzvalte. So here the Goyim says the same vote. Shnayim v'Shabbos, he means Shabbos is a Yoy Menuche, and Shabbos they had time, the Dalkum Hoya v'Shabbos, Lis aseif ulefalpo bechidudim yoisel vishi os pnuyim yoisel. So shnayim v'shabbos, he means two talmidei chachamim in Shabbos, they have time, so then it's shnayim v'machadetim zeh v'zeh b'haloch, so it's mitzvalten. So v'meil, v'yayit v'yayit, yena didn't chap what he meant, so he told them, he has some Shabbos Gavru, Elam Rabbam, Mishnei, Tami Dachamim, Machadim, Zeh, Zeh, Balochim, Mitzvahs. Now, this halacha, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMachadim Zeh Zeh Bahalacha, I found three mahalchim, how to understand this. How do we understand this? The Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that the Machadim Zeh Zeh Bahalacha u'b'seicha sude, shahalacha cheshuve kegimel. This is the halacha, like this is a lebedikizah. The orin is the orin gavre, that's something else. But why say, mechadidim zeba halacha melalant mit a lebedikai, that already, that could become a tzurif for a third one. That's how the taste of Yudah Chosin says. The Meiri says, gorin chesant, he says as follows. Af al pi she'ein koivin ka'achat, he says, these two that are mechadidim zeba zeba loch, you have to understand how they're fighting one with another. Shahaloche minanatom, I mean, the mechadidim halochas, so they're jumping up and down. Umitzaravtam kol shiyesh gimel b'nei. The chiddush is was the third one. But I would think that these two don't become mitzurah, because they're so far apart with fighting one with the other, with the halochas, so if I can, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, that aval pikin they can become mitzurah. That means the pirut, the shalom b'besoit, that means that's called a seal. The tzlach says a third pshat. The tzlach says, why didn't the Gemara ask an oren the Gemara ask or the oren gavre or the Shabbos gavre? Why didn't the Gemara ask or the halochi gavre? I mean, that's according to the Gilan of Idalke from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So the Tzlach says the Gemara means to ask as follows before. Tisha ba'orein mitzdalfen, that means like this. These nine people, it matters which room they are in. If they're in this room, they could be mitzurit, because there's an oren here. Then the next room, it can't be mitzurit. The same thing, if it's Shabbos, it could be mitzurit. If it's Chol, it's not mitzurit. That's the Gemara didn't understand these same nine people, this day yor, this mokim yor, this kleptomish. Shnei talmidei chachomim amachadidim, zeh bahaloche, he says, these two are choshim like three wherever they are. So I mean, they're three. So the middle says, no kasha. The kasha is only when they're not considered ten, and you need something else, then the Gemara asks, you can't hear them on. But if two are shokel like three, that's no problem. That's how the Tzlach says pshat. Mochi Rav Chizdek goin ano v'Rav Sheshes. Mochi Rav Sheshes goin ano v'Rav Chizdek. Now, upon him, there was a mutual feeling between both of them. Let us see Rashi. Tisha nirin kasorim, b'forish vozolo. Omru lo ki mechanti, ave nirin kasorim. Shein odim mavchin behem kol kach, mitoich shein yachet. V'omru lo ki mevadri, nirin tvei merubim. Shnei talmidei chachomim echadim zeh seh bahaloche, mitzalf and liyo ishloisha. The mitzuref liyo ishloisha. Yeah. Zog te gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kotten peireyach mizamnin olo. Kotten peireyach. So Rashi says, shehevi simonim, he brought two saris, uloi bo lechlal shomar. So that means there's a chelik of godless that the simonim bring. It's not a godel of shonim, that shonim with Cyrus, but it's a mikzas, a chocha of godless. It's for zimon, this is sufficient. You don't need a godel of oinshim, a godel of chiyuv. This godel is sufficient. Kotten peireya mizamnim olo. Tanya nami hochi, kotten shehevi shtei saris, mizam nemolo. The shaloi hevi shtei saris, ein mizam nemolo. The ein medagdekim bekot. So this parais is very difficult to understand. A gufe kash, amrat hevi shtei saris ein, loi hevi loi, vahoda toni ein medagdekim bekot. Lasuye mai, my love, lasuye kotten peireya. That means that
Let us see what Rashi says. Lasuye cotton pere, say medagdakim boy, in bo lechlal shonim oilav, umahin shonim, yudgimu shonim, the yoim echo. So memele, that's a day medagdakim, you don't have to be medagdik if they're shonim or not, as long as they're saris, that is enough to be metaris lezina. Let us see tight. Kotten peireach mezamnem olo. Peirish Rashi, shehevi shtei saris, vadayin lehigia leyud gimul shone v'yayim echot. V'loi nehire, dimkein amai omar besoma. Lasu yei kotten peireach. Hainu shehevi shtei saris, tektoni bebreite behegye. Now let us look at the breite. The breite is part. It is speaking about in the 13th year, the sake, and this is Moide to Rashi, that it's not speaking about that he was shonen. Kotten peireach b'seich yud gimul shonen, va'adayin loy hevi shtei saris yeduis. He did not bring shtei saris yeduis. What does that mean? She'enom g'dayloi k'day lochoy roishon le'ikron. That means the saris, in order to be simoni godless, they have to have a shear. The shears are able to be bent over. Shekein v'shiurim. Olahochi kori lei peireyach. That way it's called peireyach. Shepolchu v'somchu boitaris. It started to sprout out. Avleinen g'doyle skol ashir. V'hashti hochi perusha. V'hashta hochi perusha. Marta hevi demashme hevi davke. Now we'll take shot in the bereich. The Braise started off, Kotten she heavy stay saris. Heavy stay saris, the mashma, heavy davke. If al kapotaki's a cotton, so the seich yud gimel, snash yud gimel. But al think davke heavy stay saris. That means that they had a shear. Vaha the tani aim mid dav the king be cotton, the mashma, the lulloy heavy. So then the Gemara says, that's a steer, he said davke even, he said, lulloy heavy. That you don't even need heavy. It is sufficient if they're starting to sprout. But he say for the gluye reisha. The mashu aim a bereisha. Heavy shtei saris. Aino poichai. This is poichai. She einam saris mamish. Ochi de chepirish. She nichmes besech yud gemul shone. Besech yud gemul shone. And it's not thought as a party le reisha. It's teich yud gimel shon is not, there's no shonim yet, and they're not simonim also, it's just a haskolas a simonim. Al koponim, this is also a sufficient amount of godless to be mistaref lezim. Vim taim av amrina lael koton amutl barisa oisen oisa ismit. So Taisvis asks, he's telling us a whole bunch of tmoim, esli teich yud gimel shonim. And it's Pireyach, who he learns that Philip Kotal Mutaris is ice and ice isness. Yeshloima, the Hosom, Ayri, Basorim. There we're speaking about Asorim. Bohochem, Ayri, Bishloisha. And here we're speaking about Shloisha. The scene before, we see there was a Chaimer of Shloisha over Asorim. He said, Tanime, Mizamnim, Aleim. And now the Gemara is speaking about Shloisha. And here, but if he's such a cotton that there is a cholos a godless, so then he is mitzvah. Hashem a pligi adodi. Or maybe this is a machloek. And he's also talking about a sore. And maybe he holds that cotton a mutl barise is not enough. You need that peirchei. So that's the two mahalchim in Tayyip. Now the Gemara says further, v'leh hilchese kechol hanishmaise. We do not pass in like the whole previous sugya. Ela ki hoda omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Einu alo. Kotten ha yoidei alami mevolchim is amnim alo. The shir is yoidei alami mevolchim. And we'll see, we'll taste this claw, what Rav Nachman was machadish. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Abaye verove, aviyosvi kami verabe. They were sitting in front of Rabbi. Amr lo Rabbi, lemi mevochem. Who do you bench? Amr lo Leir, lachmone. You bench the Rabbeinu Shalom, lachmone. Verachmona heiche yose. Where does the Rabbi Nishloilom find himself? Yeah. It's over from the Chedushi Yerim. They want to ask the Chedushi Yerim where the Rabbi Nishloilom is. So he says, I'll give you a dollar if you tell me where the Rabbi Nishloilom is. He says, I'll give you $2 if you show me where the Rabbi Nishloilom isn't. But Al Kaponim, that was the Chedushi Yerim. But Al Kaponim, here they were asked, Heichan Yosef. Maybe we'll say a different shadow there. Heichan Yosef. Is Rava Achvei Lishmei Plolo. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaye Nofik Lebro. Achvei Klape Shemaya. Exactly what pshat in this Gemara. I saw they bring down an interesting pshat as follows. They bring them from the Imre Haskel. They bring down such a pshat. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Abaye v'Rove came from Beit Eilish. And those who came from Beit Eilish, there was a problem. The Pasuk says that they won't become this im yechupa ravoinam bezevach u'beminche. That zevach, they won't become this kapa with zevach and mincha. So Rove says, zevach and mincha ain't a miskapa, but the teire miskapa. That's what Rove says. And Abaye says, the teire begmilus chasodim. And the Gemara says each one did l'shitosa, and Abaye was marich yom over Rove because he did teirin gemilus chasodim. He wants to say pshat is as follows. Heichi Yosef means on what pu'ule does the kisei hakoved rest? On what pu'ule is there hashchoas hashchina? So you have to understand, Rabbe, they were together, Abaye v'Rove and Rabbe, so they weren't the Beis Medrash. So this is a Beis Medrash. This is Rabbi's Beis Medrash. So he asked them, Rachmona Heichi Yosef, the Rove showed him the ceiling, to see, this is the Daladam Mishal Alochi. Here's the Ashkoas Hashchina. That's where it is. The outside is on Eva Ashkoas Hashchina. Abaye went, no, outside is also Ashkoas Hashchina. Because the Gemilas Chasodim that is done outside also brings Ashkoas Hashchina. The Shchina is not only in the Beis Medrash, it's outside also. That's how he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. Omalu Rabbe, so Rabbe told them, Talvaichu Rabbonon Havitsu. You both grow up to be Talmide Chachomim. Hainu da Omri Inchi, Butzin, Butzin, Mikitfe Yediyah. Zot Rashi, Talalo Gat. So there's two girses. One girse is Mikine, Mikan Sheloi Mikatnusoi. When they're so small, you can recognize Butzin, the last. Pumpkin. The Easter Galsi Mikitve. What's Mikitve? The Kesef who Strafa Elon, the sap that comes out, Kloima, Mishoshu Chayne, the Yoyte, Mitech HaSorov, Mikir Miyato, even the very young stages, one can tell what the Osid is going to be. Now let us see Taisus. The last, Ilchese Kechola Nishmaite, Ela Kiho, Kotm HaYodeh. So the Gemara makes away the whole previous Gemara, and the Shir is Kosan HaYedei. Mashme Dekoi Nami HaRab Yoichanan. So Taisa says, it seems it's going on Rab Yoichanan also. Rab Yoichanan says that you could be Mizamin by a Kosan Pereya. V'loi Nehire. Shrein Derech HaGemara Shesoyser Divrei HaMeroim Babaraisa Shehevi Rai Ladivri Rabbi Yochanan Boloi Shum Pam. This is very modne. Rabbi Yochanan said a cotton Pereyach is Mizamne Molov. The Gemara brought a Raya Baraisetim. And all of a sudden, on Gomish Vlasilchase Kechol Anishmait. It's very modne. The Yesh Loima. So Taisus wants to say, the Koi a cotton Pereyach. Rav Nachman is going on a Kotn Pereya. Kloima, Kotn Pereya, the Mizamnim Olo, a Kotn Pereya. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That a Kotn Pereya is sufficient. Hainu Davke, Hayoideya, Lemi Mevolchim. The Tavayu Beino. You need both. That means, so it's no Sira to the Baraita. The Baraisa said that you need the physical maturity of a Kotn Pereya.
But Rav Nachman also said that is not sufficient. You also need to see there was a development in his das. Yedeil amin mevolchim. That means, for example, the halacha is by nedarim, mufla hasamach leish. The neder is a neder, but you give him a b'china first, so he know what a neder is. That's a mufla hasamach leish. If he's a gadol, doesn't need a b'china. That's not the shanim alone is sufficient. So that's what Rav Nachman is saying. Rav Nachman is saying that what a katan peireya, that what a katan peireya could be mitzuret lezimun. That is not if there's another tonight that he also knows lemi mevolchim the tavaya bina. Ula peirushenu tzorich loyna. So a kaponim so Rav Nachman didn't need both. He had a katan peireya. So in Maisi, Uvde Dabaye Verovye Le'inyin Azmuni Alayu. That means, so this Maisi, Lochay, Abaye Verovye weren't cut from Perchim. If they were Ktan and Perchim, it wasn't such a big kunz what they said. Hey, Mesama was very small. Alapoy Shema Kotm Ayodeya Le'mi Mevolchim. He just wants to bring, how much do you have to know Le'mi Mevolchim? The Mesama Le'i Perchim Ava. Then came Arev Ustayim Yoidim Le'mi Mevolchim. The Rabbe named the Ovid, so the whole purpose of Rabbe is Ainu Lahare Sheyesh Behem Bina Behem Tanim Vloy Mizamnim Alay. Rabbe Bachlau wasn't speaking about Zimun. So Memelis, according to this first Mahalach and Taisvis, so Taisvis says that Rav Nachman was Mechadish, that a Kotten Tereich also needs a Tnai Lamin Mevot. And that we pass in like Rav Nachman. Vayma Rabbeinu Tan. Now the Rabbi Natan comes and says as follows. Aval gav, the less ilchese, kechol hamishmaise, even though we don't paskin, like all these sugyeh, like all these madiyomrim before, miyu haloche k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But for the first madiyomah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says, akotin hamutu ba'arise, Oisin oisai snifla sora, you can be mitzaref a cotton to make a minion. That we do pass it. The omar cotton mamish oisin oisai snifla sora. Vahoche de beinem poireya, vayoideya, heinu davke, vishloishe. So, the Rabbi Natan says as follows. Rav Nachman is speaking about shloisha, vishloireya, vishyoideya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that was speaking about Asorah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that remains. By Asorah, a kotma mutl barise, he's not a pereh, he's not a yidei, it's also good. Yes. So let's hilchise kechol hanishmait. So that was the Gemara says, we don't pass him like the whole previous year. Loikoi a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It does not go on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Videkonami. How do you know it doesn't go on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Sherei mafzik ha-gmore b'intayim. That means all these other mandiyomrim, later we had the Tisha v'orim, Tisha v'ishnayim v'shabbos, and all these other yonim. So the Rabbi Natan, that's a very interesting Rabbi Natan, there's a barrier between them and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the barrier is, Shei mafzik ha-gmore b'intayim b'oisai maise d'rabbeleza. First the Gemara brings down the Maisa of Rabbi Lezer. And then the Gemara brings down another member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zilo Oilom Yashim Odom. And then there's a Vetanya Kevosai, there's a Baraisa, that's a Raya Zilo Oilom Yashim Odom. There's a person in question of the Masa, we don't have such a Baraisa. We don't have a Tanya Kevosai, Zilo Oilom Yashim Odom. Or Kaponim, it seems Rabbi Natan did have a Tanya Kevosai. The Memele, so the Rabbi Natan said, why were all these things put over here, L'chayre we should, this is all one sugya, the tziruf of Asorah, of Shloish, it's all one kugel, why does the Gemara bring in the middle with the other member of Yeshua ben Levi, and thus, why did the Gemara do this? The Gemara did this for a purpose. El-Koi, so the Gemara did it that later, because later we're going to say, left U'chitzikacholam Yishmaitse, we don't want to mix up the Shmaitis with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because we pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So therefore we put in this barrier in between. Elokoi ahani Shmaitis de boso tanye kevosei. It's talking on the sugyas that are brought after Tanya Kavosi the Yashke. Kegoin Tisha Ba'orein, the Shabbos Ushnayim, the Tisha Nirim Ka'asore, Ushnayim Echadadim. Yes. So Memele, that is that. That's number one. So first of all, the Rabbein Tam says that we pass the light of Yeshua Ben Levi. Now the Rabbein Tam, it seems, is not like the first Mahalach and Taisvus. The first Mahalach and Taisvus was that Rav Nachman holds you need both. You need Kotten Pereyach plus Yedei Elamim Avod. The Kotten Pereyach Aval Gav the Tana Bereisa Hochi La Suyei Pereyach, even though we have a Bereisa that Pereyach is enough. Yamidena Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says it's talking about Be'ena Yedeya Lami Mevol. That means the Rabbeinu Tam held as follows. That the Bereise, that one of two is sufficient. Pereyach, the Bereise says Pereyach is good. And Rav Nachman says you don't need Pereyach, and Yedeya is also good. The Pereyach, when you need Pereyach, when it's Eini Yedeya. If it's Yedeya, even though it's Eini Pereyach, it's also good. That's what Taisa says. Avagav the Tana Bereis also is Eini Pereyach. And then Rav Nachman, Eini Yedeya, Lemi Mevolchen. Eini, Vahainu Nami, Ke Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And this also stems with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Oma La El. Kotten Ein Mezam Nimolo. Peirish. So, Faket, the Bereise says, Rav Nachman says you need a Yedeya. The Bereise says you need a Pereya. And that seems very well with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omel El Kotten ain't Mizam Nemolov. A Kotten which is not a Pereya or not a Yedeya ain't Mizam Nemolov. By three. Perish Mutzol Barisa, Ache Yedeya Lemi Mevoka. Avol Oysen Oysa Isnif La'asore. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, so here we are speaking about Zimun, which is three, and this you need one of the two, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, either Pereyach or Yedeya. But the Tzirof HaAsor, the Rabbeinu Tam says, then Atulu Kof Namutu Barisa is enough. Perish L'Birchas HaMozein, Avol Oysen Shetiv L'Asor, Perish L'Birchas HaMozein. V'Hu Adin L'Tzilof. Now we're going to have big Chedushim over here, that Rabbeinu Tam holds. That for tefillah, if we're missing a minion, you'll have a cotton, you'll have a, you can bring in a carriage or a crib. It's also enough. The Baha'u'llah polig Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman does not disagree. The Chiboy Yoideya. U'Peireya. That's what Rav Nachman says. He needs Yoideya. Or Peireya. Kidapirashti. I knew the Zimon Shloisha. This is only the Zimon Shloisha. Avalisnir. But to make a tziruf of a minion, Moshe Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this nif la'asore, that a cotton is also good. V'hu adin l'tzile, for a minion is also the cotton mitzvahe. As we mentioned before, that's what the lomdus is, because minion even itzashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, a cotton is falls into the category of b'nei Yisrael. It is roiv even, not roiv doyle. The deikonami, how do you know that the tziruf of asore for zimun and the tziruf of asore for tzila are the same? The porich halo, the gemore asked, and Rabbi Lezer, mimaitid Rabbi Lezer, shoyu l'tzila. So Rabbi Yishim HaLevi said an evidence also mitzvah. So the gemore asked, no, you see Rabbi Lezer, it'd be mishach rezevet. So what's the kasha? This is bichas amozin, this is tzila. So we see that bichas amozin and tzila have the same halo. The name of the first one, my sister, Rabbi Lezer, Shai Lezfilo, Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, the Maya Bebicha Samot. Umi Yuteimo, the Bebreishis Rabbi Komar Alo, the Taisha says, but it's a bit so schwer, in Medrash it says, the Komar Alo, the Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Hode the Teimo, Lebicha Samozin. In Medrash it says, by Bicha Samozin, Kotol Amutol Arisa is enough. Avo Lezfilo like, so lochere, the benetam says, the coin Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tzile, cotton could also be mitzvah of tzile. So yoim a rabbeinu tam,
the ein halacha kein. We don't pass them like the Medrash.
Avisha chaylik al hagemore shalonu. Because the Medrash is chaylik al hagemore. Vevade Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi linyin tefillin nami koma. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about tefillin. Mi de porich mu'uvdi de Rabbi Lezer de Meiri betefillin. So al kaponim, the Rabbi Netam says that tefillin and asore for bichas ha-zimun ha-kotn is mitzvah. Fine. The yesh mitzalfin kotn letzila, others bring a kotn into the mitzaref letzila, rak shehe chumish piyoda, but they say that the kotn should hold a chumish. For oimer rabbeinu tam, the minik shtusu, what helps a chumish? The chiheche di oma otu oren gavruhu, just like the Gemara did not understand how an oren kibim mitzvah, how can a chumash help the situation? We never find anywhere that such an Indian helps us save a Torah chumash. Ela be'uvde de'ibar hashoneh. There's one Indian that is brought about that a Sefer Torah does help. By Ibar Hashem. Ibar Hashem. K'sha'olam ba'aliyah v'pilkei d'rabalaza. So there it says, v'koma'al v'shloisha ma'abrin et Hashanah. That is, with three people you ba'abrin et Hashanah. Rabbi Lezer oimer ba'asor. And Rabbi Lezer says you need ten. V'im nismatu me'viyin Sefer Torah v'oysin agula. So there, in the Inyan of Asore, that you need for Ibur Shone, whatever that Inyan is, there state in Pilkei D'Rabbalaza says the Torah will help. Vein maskir shom sheyeya kotm oicheza seifa Torah. Doesn't say over there that the kotm should hold the seifa Torah. From a mailer, so this minute of giving a chumish to the kotm, there's no makir to it. If you pass not the Yeshua ben Levi, forget about the chumish. You don't pass from where do you see such a makir that a chumish will have. And the fourth kind of years, v'hosom nami leikoma, el a sefer teira osi begilyin. If there is an Indian, there's a sefer teira. That was a sefer teira osi begilyin. Avo chumoshim shalom uloi. But our chumoshim won't help. We'll just say one more. Emil Koma B'Yerushalmi, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Zimnin Acholis Im Chalapta Abe, Ve'im Rab Chanina Bar Tarsi Chavivi, Ulay Mezamnim Aloi Ilavoi Ad Sheheveisi Shtei Tzare. So, there number one, it would seem that for Zimun Shloishe, you need Mamesh Shtei Tzare. ומשום משמה ולצטרף לזימון לא יעובדין עובדה עד שיובי שתי שר. Number one, this is not like we were learning till now. According to the Rabbi Natan Lalofe, קודם תרח is enough, ידי אוני מבורכם is enough. But there would also seem, ומשום משמה ולצטרף לזימון לא יעובדין עובדה עד שיובי שתי שר. Or the tefillah of the, there seems as a diak, Taisus had a diak for Yenna Yerushalmi, that tefillah you don't need, stay tzaddik.